أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you doing, folks? Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan. Here we go. Today we have to, what we're going to do, inshallah, is we will do sentences with mabni and ban from tanween. Okay? This will make things interesting for us, inshallah. Sentences with mabni and ban from tanween is the topic for the day. For the day is wrong there, but no problem. And, that before we do that, we need to review some conjugation so we're able to then make those kind of words with ease, inshallah. Okay, so what we will do is we will conjugate a little bit of this fi'l, ja'ala. I hope you haven't forgotten conjugation. All right, I would like you to please, if you can, if you like to open your mic and say this, this would be great. If you like to type it, also not a problem. All right, ready? I'm gonna start in three here. Ja'ala is he made, right? Then I have they both made would be
Ja'ala.
Ja'ala. We've done this before a few times. All right. They made.
Ja'alu. Ja'alu.
Ja'alu. Excellent. It is recording, right? Okay, perfect. Okay. She made.
Ja'alat.
Ja'alat. Okay. They both female made.
Ja'alata.
Ja'alata. All right, very good. Then finally, they female made.
Ja'alna.
Ja'al. Ja'alna. Okay, now it should be smooth sailing. You made.
Ja'alta.
Ja'alta.
Ja'alta. You both made.
Ja'altuma.
Ja'altuma.
Ja'altu. Ma, you all made.
Ja'altum.
Ja'altum.
Ja'altum. Very good. You female made.
Ja'alti.
Ja'alti. You all female made.
Ja'altun.
Ja'altunna. I made.
Ja'altu.
Ja'altu. We made.
Ja'alna.
Ja'alna. Okay, very good, mashallah. So that, I think, is a pretty good conjugation effort for the word ja'ala, which means, you know, he made. That's ja'ala, right? Ja'ala. Okay, now I am actually going to do another word here. Okay, one more word, which is he sent as a messenger. What is the word for that? Anyway, no. The word for that. Anzala is he sent down. He revealed. I am saying specifically as a messenger. Close. Ra.
Arsala.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Arsala.
Arsala is the correct answer, mashallah. Ahsantum. Arsala. All right. Now tell me something about Arsala before I write this down, or as I'm writing it down. Right? Arsala. Did you all remember this? Arsala?
Yes.
Arsala. If you don't, I'll quickly look it up for you just to refresh your memory. All right, here on in the root letter of Ra Sin Lam, Arsala is to send out, to send a dispatch, to send off, send away, send as a messenger, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a person as a messenger of him, like a prophet, but also send somebody as like a representative, as a dispatch from you, right? Like a subordinate or something, okay? So, as you can see, there's many meanings of this. Arsala fi talabihi, to send for someone. Arsala al-kalama, to speak without restraint. Arsala nafsahu, to yield to one's natural impulse. It has many meanings. Okay, now I was going to ask you, with Mr. Saran, to answer that question already, but this is what family?
Family four.
Okay. Now, here you see it's listed under family four, okay? Now, in this situation, what do you notice that's different about this arsala and ja'ala? Can you tell me two differences I'm looking for? Think about it for a sec. There's two main differences here that I'm looking at. All right, and I'm looking at it in either the number of words or the tashkil on the root letters. Okay. Yeah. Think about it for a sec. Let everybody process that. Yeah. Mashallah. I think, okay, if someone would like to speak and give the answer. Mashallah, I think a lot of you are getting exactly to the point, which is that it is an extra hamza. Sorry, there's a hamza here in the beginning.
Yeah.
And that is there in the number of letters. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 letters. Right? Arsala is 4 letters. Whereas Ja'ala is 3 letters. And then Arsala, R1, right?
That's Tashkeel.
Ah. 3 letters. The extra letter is Ja'al. In Arsala is the Hamza with the Fatha at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
All right. And the second thing is R1 Arsala. R1 has Sukun. Versus in Ja'ala, R1 has what? Fatha, right? Okay, perfect. So that's great, alhamdulillah. I'm glad you noticed that. So this is a little different in its beginning. However, is the ending, you know how you have the pronoun added to the end?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Is that going to change? Is that going to be any different? What do you think?
No.
It won't actually, alhamdulillah.
No.
Okay, so try it with me. How would I say they both sent?
Arsala.
Arsala. Arsala. Right. I'm going to give a little bit of time for people who are typing. I'd like you to send me from they to they female. Okay? It's the same pattern. You notice that only the beginning has changed a little bit. The Hamza and the Fatha in the beginning, R1 with Sukun. But after that, as you notice, the alif for the sukun is added at the end. All right. Now, if you can please send this to me as a private message, these next 1, 2, 3, 4, inshallah, please. Jazakumullahu khairan. And then we'll take it up together, inshallah. I'm going to just mute everybody, and then I'll ask you to unmute yourselves when we are taking this up, inshallah. Sounds good? Jazakumullahu khairan. MashaAllah, a lot of you are getting it right. JazakAllah khairan. MashaAllah. That is great. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. A lot of you are sending it in, and a lot of you, in fact, all of you have gotten it bang on exactly right. All right. Now I'm going to ask you if you'd like to speak. You can turn on your mic and speak as I type this. They sent, that would be Arsalu. Very good. She sent would be Arsalat. Okay, they both sent would be Arsalata. MashaAllah, very nice. Arsalata. And then finally, excuse me, they female sent Arsalna. Now that was the last one that I asked you to send, and MashaAllah, all of you did a wonderful job with it. To notice, again, notice how the pronoun of the fi'il, which is its actor, is exactly the same, right? The only thing changes is the beginning of the fi'il. Well, alhamdulillah, everything else remains the same. Now, I think you can do this rest with me verbally and quickly, yes? You sent on three. 1, 2, 3. Arsalta, right? So first Arsalta, right? Okay. Then next one in three. Both of you send. 1, 2, 3.
Arsaltuma.
I'm just giving a countdown to give the people who are typing a chance to type. And also, you can just send the message to everybody now. You all send in three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsaltum. Arsaltum.
Very good. You feminine sent in three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsalti.
Very good. You all female sent in three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsaltunna.
Very good. I sent in three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsaltu.
I don't have any trouble typing today, subhanAllah. Arsaltu. And finally, we sent in three. 1, 2, 3.
Arsaltunna.
Arsalna. Oh wow, very good, very good. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, that's awesome, MashaAllah. So, you know what we just did is we actually did a family four past tense now, huh? So that's really good. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alright, that was our first part to review some conjugation, and then I think we got it, alhamdulillah. We actually ended up doing something additional, which is family four, right? Family four. Past tense, which is good. Alhamdulillah. The reason why I wanted to use this word, arsala, is because we're going to use it for making sentences. Okay? Now, let me pull out our trusty matrix. You know the matrix? Not the movie. Where is that? This is a lot. Where do you put it? Learning aids. Oh my goodness. There was a matrix. Where did it go? Images. Oh my god. Or the portal. Okay. Joomla failure. All right, alhamdulillah, I have located this thing. Remember this, people? Jumla, failure, this, where you have the options, where you have a fa'il, a maf'ul. Fa'il is a pronoun, maf'ul is a pronoun. Fa'il is a pronoun, but maf'ul is not. Fa'il is not a pronoun, maf'ul is not a maf'ul is a pronoun. Fa'il is not a pronoun, and maf'ul is not a pronoun. Yeah? Okay, so here we are. What we will do is the following. We will say, we'll start with this guy. He, fa'il is a pronoun and maf'ul is a pronoun. All right, I'm actually going to put this to the side here. What happened? Oh no. Oh, that is me maximizing my real estate here. Okay, perfect. Now we're set. Now I'd like you to tell me how I would say we sent him. We sent him. Let's give people a chance to type first, and then I think we can do that, huh? Is that okay? MashaAllah. All right, let's try that. Sister, you had the answer. Sorry, I don't know who is. Is it Sister Mahdiya? Is it?
Yep.
Okay. All right, you have the answer?
Arsalnahu.
Excellent. Arsalnahu. We sent him. Are you with me, people? This is our fa'il's pronoun. So let's check it out. So my fa'il is arsala, right? Yes or no? My file is what? My file is na, right? Excellent, representing we. And my maf'ul is what? Who? I'll actually make it like this, right? The attached pronoun who. Jamil Jiddan. Right, fa'il pronoun, attached pronoun. We got that one. Check, right? All right, next up. We sent Muhammad. All right, I'm gonna give you about 10 seconds and then I'll ask you if you can say it. Okay, think about it for a minute. Or take one for 10 seconds and type it. Inshallah. All right, people. What is the answer? We sent. Arsalna. But what is the tashkil? I need the full tashkil. Muhammadan. Arsalna. Muhammadan. Ah, Jameel. Yeah, you with me, people? Let's do the analysis of it. Why did we say that? Well, again, my fi'l is arsala, right? Correct. My fa'il. What is my fa'il? My fa'il is now. My maf'ul is Muhammadan. Okay. My maf'ul, is this a word that is mu'rab or mabni? It is most definitely mu'rab, right? If it is mu'rab, is it on the list of words that are banned from tanween? The list of words that are banned from tanween includes three things right now. Number one, the special plural. Is it a special plural? No. Is it a non-Arab name? No, in fact. Is it a feminine name? It is not. So in that case, it is not banned from Tanween, right? By default, the word is not banned from Tanween by default, right? It has to fall into one of these categories. If it is not banned from Tanween, then what would it take? It will take a Tanween, yes or no, people? Are you with me? If it's not banned from Tanween, what will it take? A Tanween. Perfect. Right? Are you with me? Okay. Let's try another one. We sent Musa. All right. Please type the answer, send it to me as a private message. And then we'll take it up. Ah, Brother Musa. Yes, I know you're here. MashaAllah, JazakAllah. MashaAllah, Jameel Jiddar, all of you are typing the answer very, very well. Huh? With the little alif, yes. All right. The answer, of course, is Arsalna Musa. Yeah? Arsalna Musa. You with me, people? Okay, you're like, well, wait. What's the fi'l? The fi'l is Arsala. Is Musa the fa'il? No. The fa'il is? Nah. Very good. The fa'ul is Musa. Is it mu'rab or mabni? It is Mabani, right? It is Mabani. All right, very good. So we're still practicing. We got this. Now we're still here and we're practicing this. But we almost are done. Okay. Lastly, in the same We sent sorry, where did it go? There we go. We sent Maryam. You can type the answer, inshallah, as is, inshallah. All right. Keep in mind, the fa'il is we. And also, before we write this, Maryam, is it a ma'rab or mabni word? Is Maryam mu'rab or mabni? Mu'rab or mabni? Maryam is mu'rab. Mabni is again words with that end with alif maksura or alif, generally, right? But Maryam is mu'rab. Now, is Maryam banned from tanween? Is there a reason? Yes. What's the reason? Is a feminine name, isn't it? Very good. MashaAllah. Right? Excellent. So that is why, because it's a feminine name, it's on the list, it's banned from Tanween. That means it cannot take Tanween. And it cannot be Majroor with a Fatha. Cannot take a Fatha, cannot take Tanween. Let's put it that way, right? Cannot take Tanween, cannot take Fatha. Cannot take Tanween, cannot take Kasra, sorry. All right. Now, that said, I would like you to tell me now. What is the answer? You can turn on your mic if you like to. This would be Arsalna
Maryam.
Arsalna
Maryam.
Right? Because even though, so my fi'il is Arsala, yes or no?
Yeah.
Fa'il.
No.
Fa'il is now. Maf'ul.
Maryama.
Why not Maryaman?
Banned from Tanween.
Because it's banned from Tanween. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. You guys get it? Biba, are you with me? Amazing. Very good. All right. We're still continuing on. Oh, no. We're still continuing on with our example. Oh, we are sending. We sent. The Muslims. Men. All right. Think about it. How do you say Muslims men? Let's do that first. How do you say Muslims men? In marfu' the Muslims. Plural.
Al Muslimin.
So the marfu' is al Muslimuna, correct? The majrur is al Muslimina, and mansub is al Muslim. Mina. Yes or no? Do you remember that, people?
Yeah.
Alright, we sent the Muslims. Let's do it. Private message, please. And Ashallah Sister Amjad Ahsanti, you got it. Again, keep in mind that our maf'ul is the outside maf'ul. Keep in mind our the Maf'ul is an outside maf'ul. Ahsanti Sister Michelle. Ahsanti Sister Nadia. Well done. Sister Afroza. Ahsanti. Sister Fazana, Ahsanti. Well done. Brother Musa, what's the fa'il and what's the maf'ul? Check it, please. So Samadhiya, Ahsanti, well done. All right, let's take it up. Arsalna al-what? Al-Muslimuna or Muslimina?
Muslimina.
Al-Muslimina. There we go. Arsalna al-Muslimina. Wow. Very good, very good. Right? And again, my fa'il is arsala. My fa'il is what? My fa'il is now. My maf'ul is al-muslimina. Why not al-muslimuna? Why not al-muslimuna? Needs to be mansub. Ahsanti, sister Ziyad, sister Fazana. This has to be mansub because it is maf'ul, right? Yes or no? So that's why we choose al-muslimina, not al-muslimuna. All right. Is this okay so far? I hope this is not like terribly confusing. I think this is like a pretty good order. As you can see, we're going through our words that are mu'rab, mabni, banned from tanween, Muslim chart. Right? All these words are being covered. That's what we learned last time, right?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Now, can you predict what I'm going to ask you next? Okay, let me tell you. I was highlighting the word there. We sent the Muslims female. All right. How do I say the Muslims female? Marfu.
Al-Muslimatu.
That's Al-Muslimatu is a singular.
Al-Muslimatu.
Right? The marfu, the mansub version is what?
Al-Muslimati.
Al-Muslimati. And the majrur?
Al-Muslimati.
Al-Muslimati. People, you remember this, right? Right? Okay. Please go ahead. Send this as a private message. Ahsanti, Sister Ziyad. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Sister Fazana. Sister Michelle Ahsanti, Uncle Ali Ahsanta. Very nice. But Musa Ahsant, almost just put Al. Sister Afroza as well, put Al please. All right, the answer is Arsalna. We sent Al Muslimati. Yeah? Why, what's the fi'il? The fi'il is arsala. That's remained the fi'il for a while now. What's the fi'il? Nah, that's remained the fi'il of the fi'il for a while now as well. My maf'ul is Al-Muslimati, right? That's why maf'ul. Now the question is, why did I not choose Al-Muslimatu in my jumla? If you want to say speaker, you can speak it too. You don't have to type everything, people. Need to be mansub, ahsant. Right? Al-Muslimatu is marfu, ahsant. I need it to be mansub, right? That's why I picked Al-Muslimati. But I have a kasra, that's majroor, isn't it? Isn't a kasra majroor? Isn't a kasra equals majroor? Not always, alhamdulillah, right? In what cases is a kasra used to describe something that is mansub? Right, this plural. Right, yes or no? Do you remember this? The plural of the Muslimati, plural, that one. If I show you the class notes, it will refresh your memory even more about something. I hope it opens, inshallah. All right, look at this. You see that mansub with the kasra? What's in mansub with the kasra? Only in the following cases does the kasra mean mansub. Muslimatin al-muslimati, right? You with me, people? Muslimatin al-muslimati. That is the case that we're in right now. The plural, the feminine plural, right? The plural of female, of females, right? And that's where we use this, inshallah, right? Is that clear? All right, now I want you to write this quickly for me without taking too much time. Are you ready? Think about it, but write it. Think about it, and then write it. We sent Muslims female. Not the. No the. What's it gonna be? Ah, I got some of you there. Remember, mansub with a kasra. Ah, mashallah, but many of you didn't get. Excellent. Arsalna muslimatin. Right? Arsalna muslimatin. You with me, people? All right. This is awesome. Right? Because here again, why do I have a kasra? Well, my fi'il is arsala. My fa'il is na. My maf'ul is muslimatin. You see? Muslimatin. And this is one of those cases that's mansub with a kasra in the Muslim chart, right? You look at the Muslim chart right here. This is Muslim chart is mu'rab. All of these words are mu'rab. You look at them. Muslimun, Musliman, Muslimin. Muslimani, Muslimaini, Muslimaini. Muslimuna, Muslimina for mansub and Muslimina for majroor. Then you have the female version of it, Muslimatun, Muslimatan, Muslimatin, Muslimatani, Muslimataini, Muslimataini, Muslimatun, Marfu', Muslimatin, Mansub, Muslimatin, Majroor. This is the only case. Muslimatin, Mansub with a Kasra. You with me, people? Yes or no? I think this part was okay. You got. I think everybody got it. Alhamdulillah. All right. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Now we're done with all of our all of the outside maf'uls, right? All different categories of it. There's a couple left, but we'll do them sometime else, inshallah. Now, let's switch it up. Are you ready? I hope you're not tired. It's a check mark, believe it or not. All right. Now, here is what I'm going to say next. I'm going to need an outside fire and an attached pronoun. Okay, I want to say, okay, I want to say, Muhammad sent him. Tricky one. Think about it. Here's how you will write it. You will write it as he sent him Muhammad. That's how you will write it in Arabic. This is your hint. If you say Arsala Muhammadun, that's good. But I need also sent him. I'm doing outside fa'il and attached pronoun. Jameel jiddan, ahsantum. This is so good. I'm not talking about the coffee. I'm talking about your answers, mashallah. Arsala Muhammad. Close. Arsalahu. Excellent. Ahsanti, sister Mahdiya. Nadia, ahsanti. Sister Mziyad, ahsanti. Sister Fazana, ahsanti. Sister Afroza, ahsanti, well done. Sister Afroza, ahsanti. Sister Michelle, now perfect, ahsanti, well done. Very good. Agali, ahsan, close. Muhammad is the fa'il. Arsan, Brother Nasser, look, keep, look at the hint. Look at the hint. But Musa almost right, but fa'il is marfu'. All right, let's take it up. This is a tricky one again. We're practicing, right? And this practice is a level above the course expectation. Course expectations is recognize. You're actually producing. Are you with me? If you're able to do this like perfectly, that means the ability to recognize is going to be a lot easier, a lot better for you. Yes or no? Do you agree with that? Ahsanta, brother. Ali and Brother Musa, well done. So that's the idea. Also, the idea is that this allows you to start, you know, like these are words, these are concepts that are, yes, Ali, these are words and concepts that are all over the place in your brain. That's how you learn, right? This will force you to put them all together, right? Those intra-neuron connections are to be made in your brain. And that's very valuable in learning. That's extremely valuable. This is like the new fad in learning. You know, like to cross between like two subjects or two units. And that crossing brings about that synthesis brings about a brand new like level of learning. That's what this is doing right now, right? So when you do it, I'm sure you feel that, alhamdulillah, I got this. Yeah, this is now making a lot of sense. That's the point of this activity, but also this is a little bit above expectation. So if you find yourself a little bit behind, that's okay. Just try to keep up, inshallah ta'ala. And as long as you're recognizing, that's great. All right, after that spiel, let me go back. Look at what I said. The hint is he sent him. Here's how I write it. Arsalahu, and then I write Muhammad. But Muhammad is going to be my fa'il. So I am going to say Muhammadun. Right? You with me, people? That is very good, Mumtaz Jiddan. All right. Since you got that right, alhamdulillah, let's analyze it. Arsalahu Muhammadun. What is the analysis of this? Well, the fa'il remains arsala, right? Now that fa'il arsala, we have spent some good time with it, right? the fa'il, first tell me, so perfect, ahsantum. The pronoun of the fa'il is what? Start with the pronoun of the fa'il. Hidden pronoun he, and I need that. If I have an outside fa'il, I need hidden pronoun he or hidden pronoun she, right? Depending on what the fa'il is. Hidden pronoun he or she is needed. That's what I need here, right? So I first put my hidden pronoun he said. You with me? Then I replace it with my fa'il, which is the outside fa'il. What is that? Muhammadun, right? And I will say my hidden pronoun he is now replaced by the word Muhammad. And my maf'ul, excuse me, my maf'ul is attached pronoun who. Amazing, right? So we have our outside fa'il and our attached pronoun. You with me, people? Right? Okay. So Muhammad is mu'rab or mabni? Mu'rab. Very good. Right? Is it one of the words that are banned from tanween? It's not banned. Right? Excellent. All right. Mashallah. Well done. All right. I'm going to ask you to do the next one, which is Musa sent him. Musa sent him. MashaAllah, ahsantum, ahsantum. Everybody who's typing the answer so far has typed it correctly. Jameel jiddan. So I'll type the answer here now. Arsalahu Musa. Arsalahu Musa. Let's look at this, shall we? Oh. All right, the analysis of this is as follows, right? The analysis of it is that I have my fi'il as arsala, right? Yes or no? My fa'il, the pronoun of it is, if I want to have an outside fa'il, it has to be hidden pronoun he or she. Here it is hidden pronoun he. Replaced by the word, since it's kind of interesting, but it's okay. Replace by the word Musa, right? Musa. There we go. Alhamdulillah. Right? Folks, you with me so far? What's my mafa'ul? Mafrool is hidden pronoun who. Oh, I'm sorry. Mafrool is attached pronoun. I'm just distracted here by this copy-pasting. Sorry. It is the attached pronoun who. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Mafrool is attached pronoun who. Arsalahu Musa. Musa is mu'rab al-mabni. Musa al-mabni. Alhamdulillah. And as you see, Musa, when it is the fa'il, You know, it's marfu'. It looks like this. Musa, when it was the maf'ul, right? When it was maf'ul, arsalna Musa, it looked the same, right? Musa sent him, we sent Musa. The word Musa looks exactly the same, doesn't it, in both situations? That's why you would need to know the grammar of Jumla Fa'liya to be able to know, is Musa the one sending or is Musa the one sent? Does that make sense? Right? Alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair. All right, next question. Musa sent him. Let's have, this is a tricky one, think about it. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Maryam sent him. Okay, should I give you a hint? Hidden pronoun, she. That's the hint. All right, yalla, go for it, please. Hidden pronoun, she. Ahsanti, sister Michelle. Ahsanti, sister Umziad. Mashallah, sister Fazana, ahsanti. Akari, I need the tashkil on Maryam. Likewise, sister Shamim, I need tashkil on Maryam. Perfect. Ahsanti, sister Nadia, sister Fazana, sister Afroza, I need it to be fa'il. Whether Musa Maryam is Mara is banned from Tanween or not? This is the one that brings together a lot of little things. All right, I'll give you another hint. The other hint here is as follows. She sent him Maryam, like that. All right? There, but I need the tashkil on Maryam. I need it. It's part of the activity. Close. Okay, try again. Maryam is the one who's sending. Ahsanti, sister Maryam. Well done. Maryam, is it banned from Tanmeen? Yes or no? Hint. Maryam is... Yes or no? Banned from Tanmeen or not? Yes. Is banned from Tanmeen. There's a third hint here. Ahsanti, sister Fawza. Sister Nadia, Maryam is the one sending. Maryam is the one sending. I'm waiting because I want to get everybody right the answer. I want everybody's answer to be right on the chat first. Ahsanti, sister Shamim. Very good. All right, let's try it now. This is a tricky, this is the hardest one, by the way. So don't worry if you had a lot of attempts. I didn't pronounce G, Uncle Ali. Arsalathu Maryamu. You with me? That's the one. Arsalathu Maryamu. What? Okay, well, fa'il is what? Fa'il is arsala. This is easy for us so far, yeah? Okay. What's the pronoun of this fa'il? Tell me. What is it? Hidden pronoun she, right? And I need that. Why do I pick she, not he? Because Maryam is feminine. There we go. Because Maryam is feminine and she's the one who's sending. She is the fa'il. Right? She is the fa'il. She is sending. She will replace the pronoun of the fi'il. But she's feminine. So the pronoun of the fi'il has to be what? Hidden pronoun? She. There we go. Thank you. Maryamun or Maryamu? Mu. Because Maryam is banned from Tanween. Maryam is banned from Tanween because it is Mu'arab, but it's on the list. It's a female or a feminine name. Thank you. It's a feminine name. Yeah? All right. So that is the reason. Ya Jama'a. Then after this, of course, we have the maf'ul. And the maf'ul is... is our attached pronoun who? Are you with me, people? Is this interesting? Alhamdulillah. Can I have a few more minutes of your time? Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. Let's do this one. The Muslims, men or men, sent him. And I'll remind you again, the hint is as follows. The hint is this. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. This is Arsalahu al-Muslimuna. Oh, wow. Fa'il is Arsalah. The fa'il is hidden pronoun he, yes or no, replaced by the outside fa'il, the Muslims. How do I say the Muslims? Al-Muslimuna. Right? Why not al-Muslimina? Why not? Has to be maf'ul because it's the fa'il. Maf'ul is who? Okay, people, are you okay? If I just need to do three more sentences. Promise you, three more. I'm like that bad khatib who goes over time. But in khutbahs, I don't. I actually finish on time when I just khutbah. But in class, I think we can do a little bit, just a few minutes, just to finish this up. If you don't mind, please. All right. Here is the word. Okay. If you'd like to leave, and time's up, no problem. Jazakumullah khair. But here are the sentences that I like us to do. The Muslims. Female sent him. That's the first sentence. The next one is the outside file, outside maf'ul. Okay. Yes, you can unmute. Okay. But just let people process this and then try it. Okay. For just send the first one first, but I'm writing down everything for you so that you can see. Okay. Muhammad sent Musa, and Musa sent Muhammad. Okay, these are the three sentences we'll do, inshallah. You know what? Let's also do one more. Maryam sent Muhammad sent Maryam, and Maryam sent Muhammad. That's our set. Okay. Let's start the first one, please. Okay. Let's do the first one. The first one is, now keep in mind, the hint here is hidden pronoun she. That's your hint, ya jama'ah. Okay. And your hint also is al-muslimatu, al-muslimati, al-muslimati. Okay. These are your hints. All right. Sister Mzia, ahsanti. Sister Nadia, ahsanti. Sister Michelle, ahsanti. Sister Fazana, ahsanti. Sister Madia, try again with the file. The file is who? The Muslim female. Has to be marfu', the file, right? Sister Fawza, Sister Madia, same thing. The fa'il has to be marfu'. All right, let's make it. Ah, there we go, Sister Madia. If you'd like to unmute your mic and say it, by all means, go ahead. All right, what do I write? Arsal. Fill in pronoun she is required. Arsalat. Who? Al. Muslima. Al-Muslimatu, yeah? Yes or no? My fi'il is arsala. Fa'il, first the pronoun, hidden pronoun, he or she. She. But that's replaced. Replaced with what? Al-Muslimatu. Why al-Muslimatu, not Muslimati? Marfu', fa'il has to be marfu'. Why hidden pronoun she, not hidden pronoun he? Fa'il is feminine. The female Muslims are sending, right? Ah, so because of that, you pick the hidden pronoun she as your fa'il, the pronoun, and mashallah, that becomes replaced by al-Muslimat. All right, nafrul is easy. It is cool. All right, next one. Muhammad. So we're done with this guy. Now I'm doing this. So quickly, you can open your mic and say this. This might not be that difficult. Okay, outside file, outside mafrul. The hint is hidden pronoun he. All right. If you'd like to say it, please. If you'd like to open your mic and say it, by all means, no problem. Jamil. Hidden pronoun he. Arsala. Muhammadun or Muhammadan? Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Why Muhammadun?
Mansur.
It's the one who is, he's the one who is sending. Right, the fa'il. Ahsantum. Arsala Muhammadun Musa. Okay, Jamil. The fa'il is what?
Arsala.
The fa'il is arsala. Very good. I have something to copy paste it. The pronoun of The pronoun of this fi'il is?
Fa'il.
Yeah, first, it's hidden pronoun he. Right? And it's replaced by?
Musa.
It's replaced by, no. Who's sending? Muhammad. So it's replaced by Muhammadun. Muhammadun, is he banned from Tanween?
No,
right? So that's what Muhammadun. Very good. And the maf'ul, who's being sent?
Musa.
Very good. Very nice. All right. Now try this one. Musa sent Muhammad. Again, hint. Hidden pronoun is he. So Sister Nadia asked a very good question. Here, in this case, Sister Nadia, let's do this one and I'll answer your question. Okay? Arsala Musa Muhammadan or Muhammadan?
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan. Why Muhammadan? It is? It is Mansoob and it is your Maf'ool. Ahsanti, sister. Well done. All right. Here is again the analysis of this. Here, my fa'il is who? Musa. And my Maf'ool is Muhammad. Yes or no? Look at the two sentences. I'm going to zoom out and make you see both of them. Arsala Muhammadun Musa. Fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Arsala Musa Muhammadan. Fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Is Musa mu'rab or mabni?
Mabni.
So it does not change its appearance. Right? When the status changes, when Musa goes from mansub to marfu', it looks the same, exactly. Right? But look at Muhammad. Is it mu'rab or mabni?
Mu'rab.
So as you can see, when it is marfu', it looks different than when it is mansub. Yes or no?
Yes.
For that reason, Sister Nadia's question, the order of the sentence has to be kept. When you are dealing with mabni words, if you want Musa to be your fa'il, you have to put him before, like here. All right? Generally speaking. There are some exceptions, but generally you want to keep the order. Is that okay, Sister Nadia? The advanced sentences is how do you, can you change, switch around the order? You can. There are tricks to it, but that becomes a little tricky. Generally, the order has to be kept. Look, قَتَلَ دَعُودُ جَالُوتَ. The order is kept as is. فَعْل, فَعْل, مَفْعُول. That's the normal order. Is that right?
Yes.
Sister Nadia, does that answer your question? Okay. أَرْسَلَ مُوسَى عِيسَى. Ah, yes. If you had أَرْسَلَ مُوسَى عِيسَى. Musa sent Isa. You're right. In that case, Musa is a fa'il because of the order. Absolutely. Actually, that's a great... great little point here, Sister Nadia. Thank you for making it. Arsala Musa. I'm going to make this sentence for you. Isa. All right. Who's, what's the translation of this?
Musa sent Isa.
Musa sent Isa. Right? Here the order determines the order of the words. Determines the fa'il and maf'ul. Are you with me?
Yes.
Because Musa and Isa don't change at all. They're mabni, right? Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. Last two. I know I'm like way over time. I'm really sorry. Quickly. Muhammad sent Maryam. I'm just going to write this quickly with you. Arsala Muhammad sent. Who's sending? Who's the fa'il?
Muhammad.
So Arsala or Arsalat?
Arsala.
Arsala. And then what?
Muhammad.
What's the tashkil?
Muhammadun.
Okay. Then, what's the maf'ul? Okay. What's the tashkil on Maryam? Maryaman or Maryama?
Maryama.
Maryama, because it is?
Banned from Tanween.
Last one. Alhamdulillah, we've arrived. Maryam sent Muhammad. Who's sending?
Maryam.
Maryam. So what is my sent, the fi'il, going to be like? He or she?
She,
because Maryam is feminine. Excellent. Arsalat. Now, I need my file. Maryamu. Why not Maryamun?
Banned from
Tanween. Why not Maryama?
Because it's a file.
It's the file. All right. And then she sent. Maryam sent. Who?
Muhammadan.
Why Muhammadan and not Muhammadun?
Maf'ool.
Amazing. Amazing. MashaAllah. How was that, people? That was, I hope, fun, yeah? this is your, of course, outside maf'ool is also done. Alhamdulillah. We rushed it at the end a little bit. We took a little bit extra time. But I hope this was beneficial. Walillahi alhamd. Jazakumullah khair for sticking around till the very end. Alhamdulillah. I hope you feel more comfortable with this stuff now, yes? Jumla fi'liya. You see now how both of them are coming together? Our study of isms and fi'il is now merged. And that's what we'll try to do. Going forward, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. I'll see you all, inshallah, on Monday. Keep in mind, the time, Allah help us, is changing on Sunday here in Canada. So I'll post a link of what the new, what the time is going to be and what is going to be in your time zone, inshallah. Please attend the class accordingly. All right. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiru wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, yeah.